I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss what we do on Fridays. Hello, friends. Welcome to The Shed, another Friday, episode 110. That means in 2 weeks we have hit the episode 120 mark. That's a big deal. That means that I've been doing this show for 6 months. Wow. Blows my mind. But today I wanted to talk about Fridays. Fridays used to be something special here on The Shed. When it first started, I thought that I would try to do a Q&A session similar to what Casey Neistat does on Tuesdays, where he has a Q&A session. But at that point in time, I really didn't have enough committed viewers who were commenting regularly. I also didn't have enough of me, meaning like my story present for people to ask questions about. And so I just kind of canned the whole Q&A thing, unless somebody asked a question that was good for answering on Fridays. So for the last 40 episodes or so, Friday has been kind of in this limbo state. And I still want to treat it like a day off. You know, like, pretty much everybody ever has a, you know, that Friday kind of lazy day feeling. And I have the same thing. You know, we all get it. Like, we're going into the weekend. Work is winding down. I'm closing out projects that I can't leave open all weekend. So I'm just going to focus on what needs to be done today. And then that's it. And I think there's a lot of jobs, especially office jobs, where Friday is kind of lax. I think that's normal. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But the idea here on the show was to have Friday kind of be just a weird day. And I want to kind of bring it back. I don't necessarily want to bring back Q&A unless there is significant interest in the Q&A. But I don't want to say that Friday is Q&A day or Friday is mail day. We don't get enough mail to have a weekly day dedicated to mail. We don't get enough questions to have a weekly day. Maybe a monthly day where I could do just a Q&A, or a monthly day where I could open mail, where I'd have a couple of packages. But we really don't have much of a community here. What we have is a strong community. And that's all I ever wanted. I don't want thousands upon thousands of people who just do random stuff. I like having the strong group of like-minded people who come together and have discussions about whatever the heck it is pops into my head. So I want Fridays to, going forward, I want them to be a community day, whatever that encapsulates. If that encapsulates question and answer, great. If we get mail, great. But further than that, I would like for your contributions on Friday. You can send me videos of whatever. Like, seriously, you got a video of a cat, your cat or your dog, or you're doing something awesome, send it to me and I'll put it on the show. Your pictures. Do you take photographs? Anything I can show, you know, your artwork, take pictures. I'll talk about it on the show. Do you design t-shirts? Let's talk about your designs. I'll talk about those on the show. Submit them, whatever. Friday is going to be community day. Whatever the community decides we're going to do on Friday is what we're going to do. So whatever you submit to me, whether it be mail, questions, photographs, anything visual, maybe you're a game designer. Let's look at your game. Maybe you're a web developer. Let's look at your website, your products, whatever it might be. Please submit stuff to me. My contact information is in the video description for every single episode. Both mailing address and email, but I'll put the email here. It is simply chevy@thedailyshed.com. And just send me stuff. Send me emails. Say, when you find something interesting, maybe you find an interesting story on the internet that you want me to talk about, email that to me. Just hit the email button, put in my email address, and send it to me. Send me stuff. And that's what we're going to do with Fridays going forward. We're just going to talk about things that interest us. So that being said, I don't have mail this week. I don't have questions and answers this week. Hopefully in the future, we can put that together. And I'm going to try to figure out a way to non-obtrusively remind you every single episode. Hey, Fridays are community day on the show. Do you want to participate? Send me some stuff. Maybe I put that in the end card. Maybe I just say that at the end of every episode. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to push this, like strategically push this, to get more community involvement. But you guys have been amazing. The comments have been amazing. I really do look forward to that. The Patreon page, like I've already got like $20. That blows my mind that you guys have given me some money. That seriously just wow. Wow. I don't even know what to say. So I want to keep growing the community. I don't necessarily care about YouTube numbers and AdSense revenue. I don't give a darn about any of that. I just care about growing this. We fostered this little ember right now. We have this little ember of a community, and I want to continue to grow it. So I need your help. There's a comment section, and I need you to tell me what sort of stuff you want to do on Fridays, what you want to see on Fridays. If there are any community members that you have noticed in the comment section, ask them to submit stuff. Like, hey, your whatever looks interesting. Why don't you tell us about that? Or, I love your opinion on this topic. Why don't you tell us about that? Maybe they'll shoot a video. They'll get their phone out and they'll take the video and send it to me, and I'll put it on Friday's episode. Whatever the heck it is, please participate. Please send me something to do next Friday. Obviously, it's too late. This weekend is I have a lot of backlogged work to do for Portal that just has been piling up over the last month as I've been was basically full dedicated to getting Gen Con done smoothly. So I have a bunch of actual like sit in front of a computer work to do, but tonight I'm going to go play games. I had a friend invite me to play games, so sure. I'm going to go play some games with some friends tonight, and I want to try and tackle a project. The Patreon fans got to see my list. One of them I've needed to do for a while. I just haven't done it, and I had a bit of a epiphany, so I think I'm going to do a build project on Saturday. It's a quick one. It really shouldn't take that long to do, and hopefully I can get that edited and put out this weekend. If not, maybe I'll just randomly put it out next week or save it for next weekend. I'm not sure, but it's the close to another week here on The Shed. Close to episode 110. Thank you guys for being here, liking, commenting, subscribing. Don't forget to share this video, this one in particular, because I would like to get more people involved in the community of The Daily Shed. So please, please, please use the comment section. Tell me what you want to see. Send me stuff on my email, chevy@thedailyshed.com. And we'll make Fridays fun. Fun days. Let's just do it together. I need your help. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from steakperfection.com. When did the first restaurant open in the world? That's a tough question to ask. And I have a feeling this is wrong. The very first restaurant in the world was opened in Paris in 1765. A tavern keeper, Monsieur Boulanger, served a single dish, sheep's feet simmered in a white sauce. 1765 seems really, really, really late. I think this is complete BS. Restaurants have been open ever since there's been people capable of cooking food. That's my answer. Screw what this steakperfection.com says. What do they know? Steak, apparently.